High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. There's sports fun for all at Good Sports. Join their leagues and clinics for all ages in their newly expanded Turf Arena. Ask about Good Sports birthday parties, too. Good Sports on Route 138 in Wall. Call 732-681-8898 or visit GoodSportsUSA.com. Here we go, start of the fourth quarter. Manalapan has tied Point Beach at 31, looking to earn a spot in the semifinals of the Shore Conference basketball tournament Wednesday night.
Point Beach is led by as many as 10. Manalapan has never led until right now. Mike Busto on cue, hits a foul line jumper to give his team a 33-31 advantage. Point Beach will now have to try and answer. It looks like the Braves are not going to go quietly into this afternoon. Farrell had a shot blocked by Girolamo. Loose ball picked up by Fersker. Great dribble move. Girolamo down low on the left side. He gets it. And a timeout taken by Nick Catania. All of a sudden, but the Braves playing with a renewed enthusiasm. They lead it 35-31.
Well, you know what? Manalapan's got a great student section here today, Matt, under their basket, and they've sort of gotten into it, and so has the team. But I just get a sense that almost Point Beach has played this game like they just expected, we'll kind of turn it on when we need to. And now all of a sudden they look up and they find themselves down four, and the momentum clearly is on the side of the Braves.
And let's be honest here. If you took the five from Point Beach and the five from Manalapan, other than maybe Fersker, I think Point Beach is better at four of the five starting positions.
And that's not a knock on Manalapan. I think it's a fact. But
yet, listen, here we are.
Here we are. That's why they play the game.
Almost a steal by Pizik. And you can see right now Manalapan just playing with confidence.
And I think Point Beach has gone the other way. I think they look lethargic at times. Very frustrated for much of the afternoon.
Farrell off the inbound. Flips off to his right for Uhl. Calzinetti around the screen. Now it's Farrell around another screen. Alley-oop and another dunk for Uhl. That maybe wakes up Point Beach.
Wow, what a great pass from Farrell. I thought he was shooting the ball off like 1 foot. It was a great pass.
35-33. Manalapan, 6:40 to go. Uhl can jump. Fersker drives, kicks out. Bustos, three. That's off the mark. Calzinetti with the rebound. Think how this game would be if Manalapan had made some shots early on. Yates will take a three. That's short. Long rebound comes to Farrell. Step in from the foul line. That's good. Point Beach has tied it up again at 35.
Four straight for the Gulls. Farrell with a beautiful assist and then a basket.
Fersker takes his time bringing it up court. I think it's fair to say at this point, neither team going to rely on their bench too much today. Bouncing off to Pizik. Fersker gets it back. Trying to flip it down low for Girolamo. Kept it alive just enough. Pizik bypasses the three. Fersker had it. Loses it on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by Beach. Knievy gets tackled by Girolamo. And the whistle comes. Second on Girolamo. Fifth team foul on Manalapan.
Girolamo's that lunch pail kind of player. Not afraid to hit the floor. Did that time, picked up the foul just his second. No problems with fouls here in this game for either team.
Uhl looking to penetrate. Triple team comes. Knievy pulls out. Yates is open from the left corner. His three. Rims out, no good. Calzinetti tried to keep it alive. Loose ball falls down to Pizik. Manalapan trying to take the lead back. Fersker. Offensive. Offensive foul. Drove down the left side of the lane. And Point Beach posted up inside. Will take the charge. It was a made basket.
Boy, Ricky Garrettson does not like that one.
Big call at a big time for Ferksker, his second, sixth team foul on Manalapan. We'll keep an eye on that. One more in Point Beach. We'll shoot free throws for the remainder of the quarter. Here comes Farrell to walk it up court. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Farrell drives. Calzanetti around the perimeter, left side for Uhl. He'll drive, dump down low for Yates, and we'll have a hand check on the top. That is team foul number seven. And it will go on Girolamo. That's his third. Dom Uhl will go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
2 for 2 from the line so far today is Uhl. Make it 3 for 3.
Uhl's got 9 with an opportunity for 10. And give Point Beach back a 2-point advantage. Takes care of it. 37-35. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Ferksker gives off for Pizik. Hodge Rocourt with it. Back to Pizik left wing. Trying to feed Girolamo down low. Has to come out a little bit wider in the corner. Now Ferksker comes back to collect. Looking to go one-on-one against Yates. Step back three on the way. Back rim no good. And there's Farrell with the rebound for Point Beach. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. 4:15 to go. Calzanetti backdoor feed. Knievy missed the layup.
Second time they've run that same play. And second time Knievy has missed the layup.
Boy, that's shocked. He just doesn't miss those shots usually. Hodge Rocourt has a shot blocked by Uhl. There's Farrell, check it. Stepping in the passing lane. Going coast to coast. Almost got it to go. Draws the foul and will go to the line. 4-2. The pace has finally picked up a little bit.
It has certainly picked up. I have not seen everyone play this winter. Farrell's as good a point guard as I've seen, though.
Just he gets junior.
Up, and he gets up and down the court in a hurry. Gets everyone involved. Can shoot when he needs to. Nice player, as you said, just a junior.
Now 3 of 3 from the free throw line.
Joey Pizziotti back in the game from an Manalapan, replacing Hodge Rocourt.
Second free throw, also good. 9 for Farrell.
That's 8 straight for the goals, who are down 4 and are now up 4 as we're under 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
39-35. Girolamo at the right elbow. Gives to Ferksker, looking for contact. Did draw it to see if this one was on the floor or in the act of shooting. It will be a 2-shot foul. Ferksker to the free throw line for a pair.
First time today on the line.
Foul charge to Knievy, his second, team's fifth. First free throw is made. Second one also good. 14 for Ferksker.
But just 4 in this second half.
It hasn't been as easy for him as it was, especially in that second quarter where he scored 8. 39-37. Yates on the right wing. Giving off to Uhl top of the key. They try and clear things out a little bit. And now it's Farrell knifing through the lane. Gets the layup to fall on the right side. 12 for Farrell. 6 in the quarter. Back to a 4-point spread. 41-37. Ferksker kicking out. 3 on the way. Busto. That's short. Calzanetti with the rebound. And Farrell trying to push it up court. Farrell pulling it back out. Nick Catania telling his team, spread the floor a little bit. Farrell lost it for a second. And it will be a jump ball on the possession arrow. Beach will keep it. And a timeout will come for Point Beach. We will step out as well. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-37 Point Beach. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. I want to thank you all for listening to us during the course of the day. We started this triple header hours ago, and 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter of the third of our three games. It is Point Beach 41, Manalapan 37. This to finalize the Shore Conference semifinal round, which will take place on Wednesday night here at Brookdale. Lakewood, Toms River North on one side, and it is Manasquan to await the winner of this one. Point Beach will inbound the ball. There's quick referee discussion. P.J. Kennevy will put the ball in play. Under no pressure, goes in the backcourt for Matt Farrell. Kennevy gets it. Now Uhl, right sideline, in front of the Beach bench. Kennevy will skip it for Farrell. Beach trying to work a little clock here. Another skip back to Farrell. Half-court circle for Kennevy. Now Yates with it. Calzanetti on the baseline. Uhl inside. Tries the one-hand jammed attempt, but fouled on his way up.
Man, you know, could have laid it in. Probably would have had a layup. He wasn't going to get his shot blocked. But he does go to the line. Girolamo picks up, I believe, his fourth. And Yule, who's 4 for 4 from the line, will get a couple here. He's got a nice touch, doesn't he?
Sure does. He's 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Another quick referee discussion. I just want to think they're talking about somebody in the crowd maybe doing something. Somebody with a camera.
Oh, taking a picture while the guy's
pictures,
on the line.
Flash,
yeah,
okay. Maybe with a flash.
Yeah, yep.
It's Point Beach right now shooting into the Manalapan student section. Second free throw. Maybe broke the rhythm of Uhl. He missed it. 42-37, five-point edge. Ferksker crossing over. And, boy, touch foul that time on Yates.
Boy, guys have had their hands on hips the whole game, and that one is just like, and Yates is saying, what, are you kidding me?
I've mugged him compared to that.
I was going to say.
Second one on Yates, sixth team foul on Point Beach. Ferksker again. Dribbles through a double team. Finds the open man. That three on the way is good. This time it's Piscotty for his first basket.
Who's had a horrendous shooting day, but nails a huge three there to get the Braves within two. We're under 2 minutes left.
42-40. Farrell being played by Piscotty. Uhl, nice dribble move into the lane. Calzanetti, reverse layup from the left side. All done off the penetration from Uhl. Calzanetti with just four, but a big basket there makes it 44-40. Ferksker again trying to drive. Busto open from three, and he'll hit. All of a sudden, the three-point ball starting to fall from Manalapan. It's keeping him alive, 44-43, with a buck 20 to go in the fourth quarter.
What a time to hit a couple of threes.
Piscotty with one. Busto with the other.
I mean, they only had two in the whole game. They just hit two in the last minute.
Point Beach trying to work a little clock here. Kennevy hands off to Yates. Yates dribbling, finds Farrell. That's a smart decision. Farrell dribbles through a double. Leaves off for Uhl. Pass was deflected, but Kennevy able to keep it. We're inside of a minute now to go. Winding down towards 50 seconds now.
Can't get lazy with the passes here, though.
Next foul by Manalapan will put Point Beach on the line for two. Kennevy almost had his pass taken away. Calzanetti was there to save it. Farrell runs into three Manalapan players. And finally the whistle comes, and it'll be Farrell to the free throw line for two, as that is the 10th team foul on Manalapan.
Well, the Braves had no choice. They had to get the ball back. Fouls on Pisac. that's his first. Doesn't really matter.
First one from Farrell is good.
He's a perfect 5 for 5 from the line. The goals have been good from the line today. They've only missed 2 free throws, I believe. Farrell hits the second. It's 46-43 with 38 seconds left. We'll get a timeout, a full timeout. We'll keep it right here. Fun day of basketball here. This game, this day brought to you in part by Cleves Bar and Grill, back open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Winter specialty nights are back. Tuesday is pizza night, man. That's a good one. So is their weekday happy hour at the bar. It's all at Cleves, thanking their friends for their support while they were closed, but on the way back and open 7 days a week.
So, that's good news.
Hey, it's all good news.
Starting to maybe some signs of life down there a
little
bit.
Yeah, they put in the first pilings for the building of the new boardwalk on Friday. Actually got 30 pilings in on Friday. And they're optimistic that they'll get that done in the middle part of May. I think most of us feel like it won't be the same this summer, but a resemblance of the Jersey Shore would be a positive step in 2013. All right, here we go now. 38.3 seconds left. Third straight game, Matt, going down to the wire here.
Manalapan going to bring it up. Their three-point shooting has come alive a bit here in the fourth quarter. A three would tie it, 46-43. Fersker going to try for the two. Instead, he's fouled on his way up by Yates, who will commit his third. And Fersker will go to the line for two.
Well, that was almost a chance for the old-fashioned three to tie it. Fersker 2 for 2 from the line this afternoon. Misses the first. Wow, big miss.
He had been 2 of 2, now 2 of 3. Shooting into a noisy Point Beach student section. Back rims the second one. Ull gets the rebound. Two big misses right there.
Frank Pesciotti fouled Farrell, who's 6 for 6 from the line, is going to get a chance to hit a couple here and make it a two-possession game.
26.7 seconds remaining. Fourth one on Piscotti. Farrell's first free throw is good. Second one, also good.
Boy, he's ice.
6 of 6 in the fourth quarter from the line. 8 of 8 for the game. 48-43. Fersker trying to hustle it up court. Bumped by Yates. There was contact both ways. And again, Yates will be whistled for the foul. It'll be his fourth. And the team's eighth. And right back to the line, this time for a 1-1, however, will be Anthony Fersker.
You know what Yates does? He lets the clock stop and lets them score points without the clock moving. And that was an obvious foul.
Makes the first one. Second one now coming up. He's got 15 points in the game. Second one is good. Timeout will be taken here on the floor. 48-45. Full timeout. We'll break as well. 22 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network.
And this day-long basketball action brought to you in part by the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, where you'll find great family fun on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person. That's Friday and Saturday nights from 7:30 to 10:30. The Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena. Here we go, last 22.6 seconds at least of regulation.
Beach puts it in play. Working it up court, and Calzanetti is fouled in the backcourt and will go to the line 4-2.
First trip to the line for Calzanetti, the 6'4 senior forward.
Hasn't done a ton offensively today.
No, good job under the backboards.
Yep. This couple of free throws here would make it a full two-possession game. Oof. And Calzanetti gets the first one.
Boy,
the
hit
old
that
front rim,
yeah,
back rim.
Wow. I thought for sure that was coming out, and it went off the front rim, off the backboard, and in.
Piscotti and Busto come back in for Manalapan.
Makes it a two-possession game, that free throw does.
Second one, also good, 50-45. Ferksker with 15 seconds. Point Beach, don't foul. Three on the way. That's off the mark from Piscotti. And the rebound taken down by Yates. He's fouled immediately.
And that should do it. And that's sending him to the parking lot. 10 seconds left with a five-point lead and two free throws.
Good run from Manalapan will come up short here today. They'll have the state tournament to look forward to. As the first free throw from Yates is good. He's got eight. Make it nine. Ten seconds left. Ferksker walks it up court. He'll take a three. Somewhat uncontested. Miss. Rebounded by Yates. And that will do it. Point Beach will match up with Manasquan. Kind of an old-fashioned backward rivalry on Wednesday night in the first of the two final games, with the Garnet Gulls holding seed and knocking off Manalapan 52-45. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll come back, hopefully be joined by our player of the game. Tonight it will be Matt Farrell. Right after this, Point Beach wins it. They're into the Final Four on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
52-45, Point Beach wins it. One of the big reasons why. Well, Brad's trying to get him set up. He's got him. Is Matt Farrell, the junior point guard, with 16 points, a big fourth quarter, and the Garnet Gulls advance. And he is our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. Matt joins us courtside. Young man, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know if this game went how you would have expected. We thought the teams would get up and down. There'd be a lot of offense. And really, until the fourth quarter, you struggled to get any kind of pace that you normally like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We knew, you know, we can score when we want to. It's just this season we've been trying to focus on defense, and we knew coming into this game, Frisco's a great player, and he's, you know, he can go any way, he can shoot it, and he gets his other players involved, and they got a team who can shoot the basketball. So we definitely thought it was going to be, you know, a very offensive, you know, paced game, but defense, you know, kind of won us this game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it got a little sloppy for a while there, and you were down four, and I'm wondering, you know, when your coach called timeout and you were down four, what the message was on the sidelines.
Oh, you know, he always tells us, you know, there's always ups and downs, and our mental, you know, the game is, you know, it's a lot of it's mental. So we try to keep ourselves in the game no matter what happens. And, you know, he drew up a nice play for us to cut it into two, and then we got a transition point. So, you know, we just got to keep fighting.
Well, you certainly did. You know, this is where you kind of ended last year, right, in the Shore Conference tournament. Now you advance to the semifinals. You'll be here Wednesday night, and you won't have to look far to find your opponent because they're right across the river in a team you've already beaten once this year in Manasquan.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that game. It should be a great game. We match up, you know, our matchups are kind of the same. You know, the first game we played without Dominic, so we're looking for a little upside in the Dominic to come out, you know, and be a banger and play well. But it should be a good game.
Tell us about the alley-oop. Obviously, you spend a lot of time working on that. Executed a couple times today.
Dominic's a freak athlete, man. He jumps, you know, he jumps out of the gym, and if we put the ball anywhere near the rim, he's going to go up and get it. So.
Well, he did when it counted. Listen, I got a shout-out from your cousin Tommy. He was listening to the game on the Internet in Florida, so he said congratulations. He's really proud of you.
I'll tell him. I said thank you.
All right, Matty, take care. Congratulations. Our player of the game, Matt Farrell, we'll see him and Wednesday night against Manasquan. Nice job, number three.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Kevin, we can wrap up with some final thoughts and scoring today for Manalapan, who loses today. They were led by Anthony Ferksker, 16 points out of the senior, 11 points for Dennis Girolamo, 8 points for Mike Busto, 4 points for Mike Pizik, 3 apiece for Joey Piscotti, and for Justin Zach. 4, 12, 15, and 14, the quarter totals, game total of 45. For Point Beach, the only players to score were the guys who started the game, as Point Beach only played 6 guys today. Matt Farrell led the way with 16, 11 for Dom Ould, 10 for P.J. Kenevy, 9 for Noah Yates, and 6 for Riley Calzanetti, 8, 16, 7, and then a 21-point fourth quarter wins the game today for the Garnet Gulls, 52-45.
Matt, here's a number for you, and I think it's one to stand out. 18 for 20 from the free throw line for the Garnet Gulls, 13 of 14 in the fourth quarter. We talk about how many games are lost on the line. I think Point Beach won this one on the line.
Sometimes they're won there as well.
Before you do the official wrap-up, a couple of thanks. First of all, to Michael Medley and the folks here at Brookdale Community College for their hospitality. Looking forward to coming back here on Tuesday night. Nick Pizzulli, the director of the Shore Conference Tournament, thanks to his help. Of course, our man Brad Buriscano here, who we made work really hard today. He was up and down a few times. Young legs can do those things. And Yeoman's effort, too, back at our studios for Lauren Bajica, put in a long day and running everything just fine. Lauren, we really appreciate your work as well. Matt, I'll let you wrap it up, and we'll be back here on Tuesday.
We will be back on Tuesday for the girls' semifinal. Red Bank Catholic will match up with Middletown South in one of those games. St. John Vianney and Point Pleasant Borough in the other. The tip-off time set for 6 and 7:45 will be on the air just before 6 o'clock. We'll follow it up with the boys' semifinals on Wednesday. The seeding 1, 2, 3, and 5 for the boys, 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the girls. So, boy, if you like seeding holding true when it gets to the semifinals, you'll certainly have a good couple of days if you're a Shore basketball fan. And, of course, we'll culminate it all on Saturday afternoon with the boys' final at 3 o'clock from Monmouth University. Kevin said the thank yous. Great job, Lauren. Great job, Brad. For Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon saying so long. Your winners today in the Shore Conference Tournament in all of the games, Lakewood, Toms River North, Manasquan, and Point Pleasant Beach. Thanks so much for listening to us right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's games were presented by Ocean First Bank, the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, Gold Fever, Cleese Bar and Grill, Good Sports USA, Lice Lifters of the Jersey Shore, and Ocean Trophy. For sports news at the Jersey Shore, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.